This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
But if God got us, then we gon' be all right. All right,
so the big news, while we were talking with Tim Legler, it was revealed that the Yankees-Red Sox game tonight has been postponed. It was going to be a nationally televised game, the only game in Major League Baseball today. And it was going to be on ESPN and also on our station here, but that's beside the point. This is obviously a very serious issue, so we bring in our good friend Buster Olney. Buster, I know this is a very fluid situation right now. What do we know? Why is this game being postponed when the Yankees are an organization that are 85% vaccinated?
Because they had multiple tests among players, and I don't know the precise number, and they are still going through contact tracing, and they're trying to determine exactly how widespread this is. From what I have been told, some of the positives are among players who, at least one of the positives among player who was vaccinated, and there's at least one who was not vaccinated. I don't know the exact numbers. You know, we were down, there were reporters down on the field about, you know, an hour ago, and we were getting ready for a Zoom call with Aaron Boone for ESPN, and then we were told that was canceled. There were Yankee players, the scattering of them, out on the field working out just informally, you know, including Luis Severino, other guys just playing catch, that sort of thing. And then Jason Zillow, who's the head of media relations for the Yankees, came over, told the reporters that, hey, you know, clear the field while the Yankees are going through this. And then a little while later, we heard that, you know, the game had been postponed. And there is apparently more testing that has to happen tomorrow. I have not been told for sure what's going to happen with tomorrow's game. If you guys remember, you know, we were supposed to do the first game of the season, Mets and Nationals in Washington. And not only was that that first game postponed, but the next day, that second game was postponed as well, second day's game.
And you just wonder, Buster, too, this is – I don't think it's any coincidence. This is right after the All-Star break where a bunch of guys just scatter around the country. So you wonder, if Major League Baseball holding their breath, is this going to be happening to other teams as they come back from the All-Star break?
It's possible. I mean, look, we you know, not every team has hit that 85% threshold, and there are players, and I've heard stories from front offices all across baseball of players, staffers who have declined to be vaccinated, and you wonder, you know, how that's factoring into, you know, a situation like we have here.
Now, is it that Major League Baseball felt the Yankees could not field the team today, or again, I'm not quite certain. Let's say if there's two players that have tested positive, that leaves 24, and they also have a quote-unquote taxi squad. So why couldn't the game have been played?
Well, and I should have been more clear on that, Michael. I don't know how many players, but I know there was at least one in each of those categories, a player who had tested positive and the player who had been vaccinated and a player who had not been vaccinated. There may well be more players that tested positive as well as staff. I can't give you the exact number. Aaron Boone, Brian Cashman are speaking to reporters right now.
Now, Buster, you're obviously not a medical expert, though you are very wise. But just on a personal level, I don't know, today I have a strange – if we use sports as a bit of a barometer, as it has been before, about COVID, today feels like a scary day to me. We hear that Bradley Beal's out of the Olympics in the protocol. Rich Eisen, our colleague, announced, of course, that, you know, he got COVID after getting both Pfizer shots, and now the Yankees-Red Sox is getting shut down. Are you feeling anything weird here? Or am I being paranoid?
Yeah, there absolutely is concern about it. And I do wonder, I mean, you guys have seen examples of companies in recent months who basically made an indication that, you know, from their perspective that, you know, getting vaccinated is something that's mandatory for you to come back to work. It's hard to imagine that Major League Baseball and the Player Association would be able to advance something like that. They can't agree on anything, but I know there's a certain level of frustration with some teams, at least, about players who are declining to get vaccinated because of the potential impact on all the others in the clubhouse.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So what was it, Buster? Am I 24 teams were 85%, and there were six that weren't, or am I off about by a bit?
I can't. And I don't know those exact numbers, the updated numbers. I don't know if some other teams have passed the threshold recently. I can only work from the complaints that I hear from folks in front offices about particular players declining to do it because they feel like within each team, it always comes down to leadership of the team and whether or not key guys agree to do it. And if they don't, then that, gives cover for other guys to choose to not do as well.
All right. So bring me on the scene there. Are they clearing out the media? Is there a concern there? What exactly is going on at the stadium?
All the reporters are in the press box. As they say, right now the Yankees are doing their media availability, and I'm looking out in the field. The Red Sox are going through a full workout. Infielders, feeling fungos, that sort of thing. Pitchers have been throwing in the outfield. There are no Yankees out on the field now. That that group cleared out about 20 minutes ago.
Now, Brian Cashman, according to Lindsay Adler, said we have three positives and we have three pending. So there you have it.
Right, and that's why, from what I understand, the tests tomorrow are going to be really critical. The results for tomorrow are going to be really critical in determining whether or not they're going to be able to play tomorrow.
Buster, thank you so much. You stay safe. Put a mask on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, so Cashman said we have three positives, three pending. The pendings are on rapid testing. They're all players. Mm-hmm. He also goes on to say we're in a very fluid situation right now. So I hear what you're saying, Peter. A doctor friend of mine was listening to the show said this is definitely a situation with the Delta variant, which, if you have a shot, you should be okay. You might get a little ill. But because there are people that are choosing not to get vaccinated, that's allowing this virus to mutate, and now there's a Delta variant.
And Brian continued off that quote, Michael, where he said it's a very fluid situation right now. The vaccines that we encouraged everyone to get guaranteed not getting hospitalized, not getting getting death from COVID, which is important, but it doesn't prevent you from contracting COVID.
Right.
It's disturbing because this variant is a problem. But the idea is to keep people out of the hospital, keep people from dying. You're never going to have something that people aren't going to get sick from something. We're going to have to learn how to live with this, guys. But if there are people that are not getting vaccinated, then they are in danger of getting very sick and possibly dying. And you got to protect them, I guess.
Max Goodman, who covers the Yankees for SI, said that Loaiza, Cortez, and Peralta have tested positive for COVID-19, confirmed by Cashman. Additional players are awaiting results from pending COVID tests. So those three were not at the All-Star game. I mean, there are only three Yankees at the All-Star game. Judge, Chapman, and Cole. So, again, the information, as Brian said, is fluid. They're speaking right now. We'll get back in just a moment and have the latest on this. Yankees and the Red Sox postponed today. Don't know when the game's going to be made up. But, again, this is a fluid situation. We'll tell you what we know as soon as we know it right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.